The World Health Organization reports at least 42 suspected cases of Mpox have been identified within the displaced population in Democratic Republic of Congo's South Kivu province, one of the regions hardest hit by the disease. Confirmed and suspected cases of the new clade 1B strain also have been recorded among refugee populations in the Republic of the Congo and Rwanda. Dr. Alan Maina, the United Nations Refugee Agency's public health chief, says more suspected cases are being reported in conflict-impacted provinces in eastern DRC. That region hosts the majority of the country's 7.3 million internally displaced people. He warns the virus threatens to worsen the plight of millions of people devastated by decades of conflict who have been forcibly uprooted from their homes and subjected to human rights abuses. He adds that people fleeing violence are unable to implement many of the Mpox prevention measures that could keep them healthy and save their lives.
With this, we see that displaced families living in crowded schools, shelters and tents, and also in churches, and also in farmers' fields, and they have no space to isolate when they develop symptoms of the disease. UNHCR staff have found in some afflicted individuals trying diligently to follow preventive measures and protect their communities, including by sleeping outside.
Today, the World Health Organization reported more than 18,000 suspected and confirmed cases of Mpox, with 615 deaths in the Democratic Republic of Congo so far this year. It says more than 220 cases of the new strain clade 1B have been found in the DRC's neighbors. WHO spokesperson Dr. Margaret Harris says the disease is spreading quickly, noting that 5,400 suspected cases have been recorded in North and South Kivu as of August. She says refugees and displaced people are at particular risk.
Just heard about the description of the conditions under which people are living and have arrived in very, you know, already very stressed, hungry, terrified, displaced. So that gives an there's an immunological deficit. There's an immunological weakness, which makes them more likely to become more ill with anything they get, including Mpox.
Mpox is spread through close physical contact. Harris says this makes children particularly vulnerable as the disease spreads easily through skin-to-skin contact. She says children who have close physical contact with an infected adult relative cannot fight off the virus because of weaker immune systems. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
With this, we see that displaced families living in crowded schools, shelters and tents, and also in churches, and also in farmers' fields, and they have no space to isolate when they develop symptoms of the disease. UNHCR staff have found in some afflicted individuals trying diligently to follow preventive measures and protect their communities, including by sleeping outside.
Just heard about the description of the conditions under which people are living and have arrived in very, you know, already very stressed, hungry, terrified, displaced. So that gives there's an immunological deficit. There's an immunological weakness, which makes them more likely to become more ill with anything they get, including Mpox.